It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio. Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lacaparo Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing you the report this morning, and Paul Ramo at his usual position at the control panel. I want to just remind you, at 11:30, the dance team is in Olivia for the bold opening or the tournament. I think it is just high kick varsity competition. We're going to start things off here. We're going to take this break and start things off with wrestling with Hank Ireland after this message.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more, awards, and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. Stop by right downtown or give them a call, 320-769-2238. The Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash. This week, all frozen white wrapped meat, 25% off. Lutefisk, oysters, and herring available for the holidays. Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday by appointment. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest. Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show. Going to turn our attention now to wrestling, and we are doing this early Saturday morning because it's a two-day tournament in Redwood Falls. It's called the Redwood River Riot. And Hank, I think there's, like you said, 36 teams there?
Yep, there's 36 teams all over Minnesota.
Yeah, all over and all different classes, A, AA, and even some big schools, AAA. So let's hear about the results from last night.
Yeah, we started off in the afternoon yesterday, and the ninth grade league, they got some dual meets in as well, so everyone got some matches in yesterday. The ninth grade league, they wrestled as a team, and they went 1-2 yesterday, so they got some good matches in and got a nice win as a team.
Good.
And today they have an individual tournament for those guys, so
okay.
It'll be another good day of wrestling for them. As far as the varsity side, Eli Olson, he's the number one seed at 107, and he had a bye the first. He the third period, so he advanced to the quarterfinals today.
Okay.
And 114, Gavin Mortensen, he made Wake Forest, but then we scratched him from the tournament. He got a little injury that was bugging him a little bit, and figured we didn't need to push him at all with bigger goals in mind towards the end of the year, so he was a scratch for us at 114. And at 121, we have Tegan Long. He lost his first round match, and then he had another match in the second round, and he won that one, so he's advanced to today, and he's in the wrestleback round now. Ben Gunnickson was the number one seed at 127. He had a first round match where he got a pinfall, and his second round match he got another pinfall for us, so he is now in the quarterfinals as well. Grayson Olson is at 133 for us. He lost his first round opening match, then we won two more matches in the wrestleback round, and now he is still going. He's a couple wins away from the placing rounds now in the wrestleback bracket.
Okay.
At 139, Holland Shocker, he lost a close match to a Minnesota wrestler in his first round, and then he won his next round match by a pinfall, and then his next round in the Wrestlebacks, his opponent injury defaulted, so he advances through there in the Wrestleback round at 139. Then at 145, Dan Gunnlaugsson was the one seed, and he received a bye in the first round, and then he won his second round match by a pinfall, and he is in the quarterfinals at 145. At 152, Cameron Stafford is the five seed, and he had a bye the first round and then won by a pinfall in the second round, so he's in the quarterfinals on the 152 pound bracket. At 160, Brian Rohde, he received a bye in the first round, and then he lost a 5-1 match in the second round, and then in the Wrestlebacks he had a bye, and then he won by a pinfall in the second period, so he's still in the Wrestleback round as well. 172, Mason Peterson lost his first round match, and then he won his next Wrestleback match in overtime, so he made a little comeback there, was down 2-1 and tied it up, and then won the match in overtime, so a good win for Mason, and he is still battling through the Wrestleback round. Noah Meyer, he won his first round match by pinfall, and then he lost his second round match, so he went down to the Wrestleback bracket, and he won his first Wrestleback match, but then he lost the second one. He's out right now, but he had a couple good things for us to get more in the tournament. Then at 215, Parker Boffin received a bye, and then he won his second round match, so he's down the quarterfinals at 215. And then up at heavyweight, Brady Rohde, he received a bye at pinfall in the second round, so he's still in the winner's side of the heavyweight bracket, and he is the number two seed.
Okay.
Well, so, yeah, as far as right now, after the first day, the Team United is in first place. I think Mineola is second with Marshall and Tracy close behind.
Okay. Well, you got about six people in the winner's bracket and everybody but two weight classes in the Wrestleback. So those matches, they're all very important, especially the Wrestlebacks, to get team points for and possibly individually placing in the tournament. They could go as high as third place, so that would really be a great achievement for those guys.
Yeah, I think the guys in the Wrestleback round, they have to win two more matches to get to the placing round, so that's where they should set their goals at right now and
sure.
See if we can get some more team points up there.
Okay. Well, I see by the guillotine, the new rankings came out. The team is still ranked number 5 in Class AA. The teams before or ahead of them traditionally are very strong, which they are again this year, but you're up ahead of some other teams, and there's two teams in Section 3AA that are ranked or lean and mean, and that's Hutchinson and Marshall, so you got to look out for them down the road, but it speaks highly for Section 3AA, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're talking to some of the other coaches here, and it's a pretty deep section we got, and it's pretty tight, too. There's not a big margin between the top or the 4, 5, 6 seeds even, so it's kind of fun, just like it was last year, you know, whoever's going to show up to at the end of the year and stay healthy and get the guys in the right weights is the team that's going to advance come the end of the year.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, next, what's on the schedule for the up-and-coming week ahead of us?
Well, this upcoming week, we just have one triangular, and that is in Montevideo on Thursday. We have two section opponents coming, New Ulm and Hutchinson. So those will be two tough teams that'll be in that 3, 4, 5 range, you know, for seeds. So it's going to be two tight duels for us, and hopefully the kids can bring their best there and have another home match in Montevideo.
And that starts at 5?
Starts at 5 o'clock, and okay. I think we will wrestle second and third.
Okay. So, Okay. Well, we'll find out, and both Dan Lee and myself will be there and cheering Team United on. Well, best of luck this week and or today, and we can get on the guillotine tomorrow and see how things went for you, and you are the defending champs in that tournament, so best of luck today.
Yeah, thank you, and I want to mention, I think I forgot to mention last week that we had some milestones for some of the individual wrestlers.
That's right.
Brady Rohde, he received his 60th career win, so that was a good accomplishment for him, and Zach DeBeer, he also received his 60th win, and then Ben Gunnlaugsson got his 75th career win, and then his brother Dan Gunnlaugsson got his 150th career win. Wow. So that was pretty impressive for career feats there for those guys.
And I think Ben got his 50th pin as well.
Yep, he sure did.
So
I think we have some more coming, so it's good to see.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, best of luck, and we'll talk on the Coach's Show next Saturday morning about this tournament.
Alrighty, thanks for having me.
That's Hank Ireland on wrestling. We'll take this break and have more of the Culture Show after this.
This is the time of year when we all believe. We believe in joy, like a day of fun at Mall of America. We believe in unforgettable elf experiences at Candy Cane Institute. Wish-filled weekends at Radisson Blue Mall of America, conveniently connected to the mall. Paul Bunyan's ugly sweater in the Yule log shoot at Nickelodeon Universe. And wrapping it all up with a bow at the Holiday Light Show every night. Believe all season long. Start at mallofamerica.com/holiday.
The Silence and the Sound, a musical celebration of the story of Christmas featuring over 50 local singers and instrumentalists from the tri-state area with a variety of additional Christmas music to delight and inspire, will be giving two performances today at 3 p.m. at the First English Lutheran Church in Ortonville, Sunday, December 17th, 3 p.m. at the Abbey of the Hills, Marvin, South Dakota. You're invited to join them for holiday refreshments in the fellowship halls after the concerts. Free will donations will support the food shelf and the ongoing mission of the Abbey. The Madison Area Chamber of Commerce has some Christmas activities going on today. Santa Claus Day is today. The Madison Kiwanis will be hosting Breakfast with Santa from 9 to 11 at the VFW. That's open to everybody. Come on over for pancakes, milk, juice, coffee, sausage. That'll be by free will donation. Elementary faculty will be providing activities for the kids during that time. Santa Land in the upper level of the Heather Nursery building will be open today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Santa will be on hand taking your requests. And at the Grand Theater this afternoon, there is another free matinee. Matinee this week is The Star, and that'll show at 1:30 p.m. That's open to kids and adults alike. Also, horse-drawn sleigh rides to view the beautiful lights in Madison are going on today from 4:45 to 8:45 p.m. You can check with the chamber office for tickets for that. Limited number of tickets remain for that event. Other activities coming up this next week. Chamber will be hosting Drive-Up Bingo on Wednesday evening, December 20th. That'll be in the parking lot across from the happy hour. No charge to play. You can win some Madison bucks. Numbers are called in the radio. You honk your horn if you get a bingo, and somebody will bring the prize right to your car. So come on over to Madison. Have some fun during this holiday season.
There's an ancient blessing used when the household lamps were lit, which goes, "Praise God who sends us the light of heaven." As Haugen Insurance points out, it is indeed time to praise God and salute His Son in celebration as we enter the Christmas holiday. May your holiday be bright with love. Merry Christmas from Dwayne and Susie and Peter and Haugen Insurance, located in Madison and Ortonville, serving our entire Q92 listening area.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Lockpaw Valley Boys Basketball. Head Coach Robin Rademacher. And good morning, Robin.
Morning, Paul.
I understand you're going to be pheasant hunting this morning, huh?
Well, something like that. They kind of do a little bit of a side deal out here in South Dakota with a friend of mine. So, yeah, we're working my way across the icy, snow-covered roads.
Oh, where are you at, roughly, then?
Got snow on the ground? Yeah, we're... You know, quite a bit west of Watertown, kind of out by the Aberdeen area. So they got snow. You get up in the elevation, they got a little different weather than we do.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck today then with that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, we got a couple games to talk about.
Yep, we do. We had a game on Thursday and then a game last night.
Okay, let's hear about Thursday.
Thursday, we had Central Minnesota Christian come over and perennially a very well coached team, very disciplined team, and always have a nice squad and. We knew it was going to be a tough test, and And I thought that the game played out very close until the very end. And even after that, we ended up, you know, it ended up being a 9-point game, but it was, I think, 4, and the kid threw in a shot with as the shot clock went down to put him up 7, and then we fouled, and they made the shots, and we ended up losing the basketball game 66-57, but I don't think that was indicative of how the game was played.
No, it was not the score at all. It was really close, back
yeah.
and forth.
Yeah, we, you know, once again, we came out, we're just a little flat to come out of the locker room to start the games, and we had a nice, we had that same spell that we've been running into throughout the season is we'll go about a 5 to 7 minute stretch where we forget to score. And it's not for lack of defense, it's just that we just, I don't know what it is, and it's something I got to work on and get the kids to go where we need to find a basket somewhere along the line. But we was about 7 minutes ago, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, about 7 minutes ago in the first half, I think we were ahead 19-18.
Correct.
And then we forgot to score for about a 5-minute stretch, and we end up going in the locker room, I think, down 11. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep. Yep. Seven.
You know, and those are the things that,
go ahead.
Those are the things that are kind of hurting us right now is we're playing good basketball, but then we have a lull, and all of a sudden, you know, we're digging ourselves a hole, which is, that's not very much in today's game with the three-point line and the way the shot clock is. So we knew coming out, it's like, guys, come on, let's refocus. We're right in this basketball game, and they're buying into that. We come out of the locker room, and I thought we played some really nice basketball there, and I think at one point we actually went up 44-41 or 2 or 3 points there where we went ahead, and we had a nice chance for a layup underneath that rolled off, and once you know it, they go down, and now to put us up 5, and they go down, and they splash a triple, and it's a tie ball game, and it just seems like that there, the momentum switched, and we weren't able to answer back. So what we're trying to learn is how to handle the game of runs. Basketball is a game of runs where there's going to be those ups and downs, and it seems like when we get down, we have a hard time getting out of it, and we need to learn how to do those types of things, and I think that's going to come with time. So all correctable things, and we'll keep working on fixing those things.
All right, stats on the night then?
You know, yeah, on the night we were led by Caden Molden, had 19 points, and Davis Patzer had 17 points. Then we had a few guys, you know, chip in there. We had Matt Arndt with 8. Eli Hagelin had a nice all-around game again with 7. TJ Mitchell, 4. Tygan Allpress had a bucket. And we had Brock Biernil play and Peyton Rademacher play but did not score. We cut our turnovers way down. That was kind of our goal. We've been turning the ball over way too much. And on the night, we only committed 10 turnovers, but it seemed like the ones we did commit were costly, where it led to a easy basket for them or you know, just a silly mistake. So we're getting better. That was a good sign. We had been averaging 22 the previous 4 games, so just cutting that down to 11, that's a good thing. We struggled shooting the basketball. We only shot it at a 36% clip where they shot it at 45. They got some nice ball players inside that can finish around the hoop, and so we're close on those things. Rebounding wise, we're right in there with them. We ended up getting out rebounded by 10, 39-29, so we're working on that. But overall, you know, I was pleased. We're close, but you know what? Close isn't quite cutting it. We got to figure out a way to get these close wins.
All right. Then last night, you added a game to your schedule.
Yeah, we did. Benson had somebody drop out of their little holiday tournament that they have over in Benson, and then they reached out to us about a week and a half ago. I looked at her schedule. I'm like, yeah, we have 25 games. We can add one. I thought, you know what? This is for the kids. Sure, we'll come over there and play a game. Because that'll put us at 26. I said we can only do one because that's the max we're allowed to play. So we added the game, and they said, well, your choices are you can play Benson, Maple Lake, or Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Obviously, we play Benson later, so that was for sure no. I had no idea about either team. I said, we'll take Maple Lake. Perfect, they said. So we went over there to play at 6 o'clock, a varsity game, and what was a little different, it was supposed to be scheduled varsity B squad at the same time, but with other teams not having enough players, then our B squad played afterwards against Maple Lake. And we played a 6 o'clock game, so it's kind of almost like a tournament atmosphere. So you don't have that first game to get you kind of watching.
Yep.
You're kind of rolling in and you know, getting ready right away. And that was different for the kids. Maple Lake, I didn't know anything about them. I guess I maybe should have looked at the schedules a little bit. Their team, that's they're young. They're up. They got some inexperience in that. A lot of guys that haven't played basketball, and that was unfortunate. Their kids worked really hard, but the final score ended up being 87-36 in favor of us.
Oh, okay.
So on that type of situation, what we're trying to do is working on, you know, playing the game the right way, making sure we're not taking quick shots, controlling tempo, working, not getting sloppy out there, because when a game gets out of hand like that, it's easy to start playing, as I like to say, barn ball, where, you know, you're just flying up and down and trying to get your points. So trying to maintain that team atmosphere, working the ball around, limiting our turnovers, boxing out, trying to play it the right way. And for the most part, our kids did it, but I don't blame them. When you get going like that, it's hard not to get a wide open look or pick the pocket up top and go down for a layup. And all the kids got into the game, and which is a rarity. We had an unfortunate deal with Carson Bessonen, been playing really well in practice, working hard, was going to play a full varsity game on Thursday night against CMCS. Wouldn't you know it, about 4 minutes into the game, and the B squad, he's going to play a half, rolled his ankle. Feel terrible for the kid. Been working hard, does everything the right way of what we ask, and was going to start to play some minutes, and rolled his ankle, so he didn't get a chance to play on Thursday, and then he was out on Friday, so we're hoping for a speedy recovery, but he's never rolled an ankle, so that's new to him. You know, the ligaments being stretched, so hopefully he
right.
can come back around the Christmas time. We had 11 guys dressed, all 11 kids scored.
Awesome.
So that was nice, where we had some, everybody was, you know, dishing the basketball and, you know, playing for each other. Some stats on the night, we were led by Davis Patzer with 21. Let's see who else we had here on the scoring column. I have to pull up my phone. We had him with 21. We had T.J. Mitchell with 3. Tegan Alpress with 6. Peyton Rademacher with 4. Eli Hagelin with 12. Baxter Koloff with 4. Matt Arndt with 16. Brock Biernib with 4. Carson Young with 2. Caden Molden with 8. And our first son, Shitaro, had 7. So everybody got in the scoring column. Everybody played a lot of minutes. And, you know, when we had lost a few games, it's nice to get a win and remember how to do those things and get the kids a little confidence and have a little fun.
Good. Good win for you then. Okay. Well, how'd the B squad do this week?
The B squad lost to Central Minnesota Christian. It was a close game, and then they just kind of ran out of gas, or I think ended up getting beat by about 18 or 20 points. And then last night, the B squatters won by about 18 points over Maple Lake.
Okay.
So that was nice for them to get. There was no C squad either night.
Okay.
So it was just varsity and B squad both games.
What do you got coming up this week then, Robin?
We got one game, and I'm sure everybody knows what that game is on Tuesday night. We get to go over to the second-ranked team in the state, and I'm not even going to say who it is. We'll let everybody figure that out. So we know we got our work cut out there. They got a couple kids that are really tall and really athletic and are really good. But I like our kids, and I think we're going to come over there and play well, play hard, and I just want them to compete. And then the longer the game goes along, the pressure mounts on them if we can keep it close. So we're going to go over and work hard and let the chips fall where they may be, and it'll be a fun atmosphere. That's the most important thing for the kids, is have fun out there.
Yeah, it'll be a full crowd, that's for sure. So and
yep, we got that Tuesday, and then we're off for the break.
Okay.
Before, and then we got one game over the holidays. We go to Milbank, which is a team we haven't played in a long time. So it'll be nice. We got you know, we've already got 7 games under our belt. I told the kids, you're already a fourth of the way through the season. By the time Christmas break rolls around, you're a third done.
Right.
And they kind of thought about that a little bit, and they're like, yeah, you are right. So we got to get ourselves ready to go, and we'll have fun on Tuesday night.
All right. Thanks a lot, Robin. Appreciate the report on the boys team, and best of luck getting a pheasant today.
Yeah, well, all right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Head coach Robin Rademacher of the Eagles. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show after this.
The Greeks had 3 words for it. The one word love, eros, philios, and agape. Agape is the word used to denote love that comes from God. The State Bank of Taunton's Christmas wish is that agape love will touch you and your family this Christmas day. Merry Christmas from your friends at the State Bank of Taunton, a hometown bank and member FDIC.
The Q92 holiday giveaway is underway. Be listening to Q92 from time to time. We'll tell you to listen for St. Nick going ho, ho, ho. If you're the first caller when you hear that sound, you'll win a $20 gift certificate good at any of our participating holiday gift giveaway businesses. Also, listen for our Christmas trivia questions when you'll have a chance to answer and win a $10 meat certificate at one of the area grocery stores or meat centers. All during the Q92 Holiday Gift Giveaway, it's underway. Some of our holiday gift giveaway sponsors include the House of Spirits in Appleton, Madison Optical, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Fiesta City Liquor in Montevideo, Sletten Piano and Music, Montevideo, Madison Hardware Hank, Southwest Insurance in Canby, Flowers from the Heart, Montevideo, and the Lac Parle Co-op Oil Company.
All right, welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Lac Parle Valley Girls Basketball with Head Coach Dylan Erickson. Good morning, Dylan.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, you had a busy week this week, didn't you?
We sure did. We've had a kind of unique schedule so far. You know, we've been playing three games, one game. Now we're back to three games, and next week is one game again. So kind of comes in ways where we get a little practice time in there between too. So it's good and bad, I think. You know, when you're really that busy on the road, and but again, it's nice to play some games here early before Christmas, but. Also, then we're getting in some practice time too in certain weeks too. So it's been a unique schedule, but it's been good start.
Okay, well, tell us all about then, Dylan.
All right, yeah, we first started off with Dawson came over to the Valley on Tuesday night, and we knew it was going to be a really competitive battle, and that it was. It was a really nice game, kind of back and forth throughout that first half, and we ended up. Getting a bucket before half and going into halftime up 5, 29-24. You know, a little bit of foul trouble with Cali Collins, a little bit of foul trouble, so we're in our depth issue a little bit, but so we had to compromise a little bit there, but I thought we did a nice job handling ourselves and, you know, being up 5 and kind of where we at. You know, there's a lot of things we could have improved on a little bit, again, with the turnover aspect and finishing at the rim, but for the most part, I thought we played a pretty nice half. I'm going to put some things together. Second half, again, same thing. It was pretty much back and forth. We'd get up 5, or they'd go up 1 or 2, and it was just kind of back and forth that way, kind of battling the whole second half. I thought we had plenty of opportunities. You know, if we limit the turnovers, some of that the full court press, or we finish at the rim a little bit better than we did, we had chances to really kind of blow that game open, I thought. But again, Dawson did a good job of putting some pressure on us and turning us over and keeping themselves in the game a little bit, and then. Late in the game, they hit a couple 3-balls and kind of took commanding lead a little bit. We couldn't come back from that a little bit. So we ended up dropping it with a 55-47 loss. But again, nice effort for us, you know, being able to score, you know, 47 points over 40 points back-to-back games. And, you know, turnovers were a little bit better. A little bit is 27 for us, which is still way too many, but again, we limit that a little bit more in that second half, and we finish a little bit better at the rim, and I'll make a few more easy ones. That game is completely different throughout the game, in my opinion. And you know, we're up 5 at half, come out, have a set, miss an open layup to kind of go to 7, then they go on a 6-0 run. You know, to start that second half, again, we maybe could have put a way to start the half, starting off a little bit differently. But again, proud of our kids' effort. You know, that's one thing, they're gonna give effort every night and work really hard. So running through some stats here for you. Jalen Lee led us in scoring with 18 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 steals, and a block. Kayla Jan had 11 points, 5 rebounds, an assist, and 3 steals, and a block. Ty Kranz had 8 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 3 blocks. Her length has really been helping us down low in the inside. Kelly Kahn had 6 points, 16 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. She's been all over the glass, been a monster on the glass for us through the first 5-6 games this year. Really doing a nice job trying to control the glass for us. Claire Borstedt had 4 points, 3 rebounds, an assist and a steal. And Kendall Shelstead had 11 rebounds, 3 steals. So again, she's done a nice job in our zone, and we played that night on the backside, rebounded out of it for us and whatnot. So. Again, nice effort, you know, another opportunity for us to grow and try to find ourselves a little bit better and get more reps in these new situations.
Okay. Second game?
And then, second game, yeah. It doesn't get any easier. We traveled to Prinsburg to play CMCS on Thursday night. Again, really nice team. Have already beat McCray, who I think can be pretty good, or is good, and lost a close one to KMS. So we knew coming in that they were going to be really good this year and had everyone back pretty much from last year's team. And Just another year older, another year experienced, and you know, honestly, I thought coming out of the Dawson game, we did a nice job right into the CMCS game for the first, you know, 6-7 minutes. It was really a tight ball game. It was back and forth. It was really good basketball. It was fun to watch. But as soon as we mentally got tired and things started to go south for us a little bit, it came, the gates opened, and it kind of came in a wave, and they ended the half on a 23 or 24-10 run, and that kind of set us back. In the first half, so we're down 37-16 at half with a hole now to climb out of, when we did it. It was a nice job in that first portion of the first half. And then in the second half, our conversation was again about the turnovers and, you know, being able to handle the basketball and handle the pressure and having to be aggressive. And, you know, we just didn't do a really good, very good job of that. And, you know, we got to running time in the second half and things just got out of control. We only had a couple field goals in the second half, which is pretty disappointing. And they outscored us 22-4 in the second half with a 59-20 loss. So again, not scoring the basketball at the rate we want to, but when you shoot 6-42 from two, that's going to do that to you. We've had the opportunities the last few games. We take 40% of our, 30% of our misses even, you know, we're it's a different outcome, I think, in the Dawson game. And on Thursday night, the same thing. It's a way different ball game. Again, proud of our efforts. The first, like I said, first 7 minutes of that game were how we want to play and how we should play. But being down, you know, Kendall Shell said in the second half and last night, kind of hurt us too with our ball handling depth and things like that too, and putting girls in even different spots. But again, that's all part of the process here, part of the journey. Yep. We got a long ways to go, but again, the scores reflect things right now, but we are getting better, and we're getting, you know, it's only going to come together here as we keep moving forward and getting this experience. So, stats on the night, Jalen led us in scoring with 9 points, 7 rebounds, assist, a steal, and a block. Kayla Jan had a bucket, 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Kai Kranz had a bucket, 3 rebounds. Callie Kahn had 7 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals, and a couple blocks herself. Like I said, Kendall Shelton didn't play in that second half, and she had a couple assists for us. So, again, just getting these girls more confidence. But, again, I'm not going to – there's a lot of positives, too, out of it. But, again, one of the biggest ones is just how hard we work and continue to battle no matter what the scoreboard says or how the game is going.
Right.
And then last night, like I said, still didn't get any easier. A couple of the better teams in the north half of the conference, the Camden Conference in general – McCray came in, and their pressure, we've seen it for the last few years anyways, their pressure is relentless, and they came with a full court and a half court run and jump trap, and just from the tip, the first three possessions were really good. We got stops and we got scores, and we missed a layup in there too, and then after that, things went all McCray's way. We turned over a few times. They got some few quick easy ones. They made their first three threes. All of a sudden it was 10-0, all of a sudden it was 15-0, and all of a sudden it was 20-0, and we found ourselves in a deep hole of how are we going to climb out of this thing. And so not the first half we wanted to play. We go into half down 41-9, and just a bummer of how we executed in that first half of, you know, we've been taking these steps forward, baby steps forward, and now we're taking two steps back type of thing, and things that need to be limited, you know, before half. Brielle Jansen, really good player for him, drives the middle of the lane. First, a defensive set, the truck could drive through it, and they score a layup. And, you know, it's little things like that that frustrate a coach more than, you know, the outcome even at this point.
Right.
So, again, going to half down 41-9 and then running time in the second half. We did do a much better job in the second half. A couple things we wanted to focus on was just handling the basketball, handling the pressure a little bit, and playing defense. And I thought we had some really nice possessions there in the second half that even forced them to call a timeout to regroup themselves and change their defense. But they still outscored us 18-14 in the second half. They came away with a 59-23 win.
All right. Stats on the night?
Yeah, stats on the night. Callie Kahn led us in scoring with 11 points, and, 10 rebounds, and a steal. Jalen Lee had 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, and a few blocks. Kai Kranz had 3 points for us and a rebound. Randy Meyer had a couple free throws for us until the end of the game. Did a nice job in the second half coming in. And she played two halves of B squad. She only could play one half of varsity. Zoe Dock did a nice job, too, as well, playing that first half, you know, giving us some depth there after coming off the B squad game. Kayla Jan had a couple, had a bucket, and a couple rebounds and a couple assists. So,
okay.
Again, good. I mean, again, the effort was there. It wasn't a lack of effort. But, again, we just got to start executing these things and taking away the mental mistakes and things we can control on a nightly basis. And we're going to start seeing the points come and lead into more things rhythm-wise for us offensively. But so far, it's a little bit of a challenge for us. But, again, we get 4 days of practice next week again to kind of regroup and hopefully get one on YME on Friday night or at home against YME next Friday night.
Okay.
Christmas break. So
that's your only game next week is against YME?
Just the one game on Friday night against YME at the Valley.
All right, you get some good practice time in then.
Yeah, we'll get back to regroup again a little bit and figure some more things out for us. Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dylan. Appreciate the report on the girls, and we'll talk to you next Saturday then.
You bet. Thanks, Paul, and go Eagles.
All right, head coach Dylan Erickson of the Lockport Valley Eagles girls basketball team. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show after this.
On Saturday, December 16th, you can take a horse-drawn sleigh ride around Madison to see the beautiful Christmas lights on display at the area homes and businesses. Advance tickets are required, available at the Q92 Radio Building, the Chamber Office, right downtown Madison. $10 for those age 13 and older, $5 for ages 3 to 12, 2 and under, ride free. Again, that sleigh rides around Madison Saturday, December 16th, 6:45 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. Get your tickets today. This message brought to you by the Madison Area Chamber of Commerce.
Why shovel your sidewalk? Why snowblow your driveway yourself? Get someone else to do it. That someone else is Mike Kack. Mike will do snow removal, and he'll get that snow off your roofs with a roof rake. And he does ice dams. Call Mike at 320-438-0052. That's 320-438-0052. Call Mike today. That number again, 320-438-0052. Let Mike do the shoveling.
I'm over here at Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, holiday season is upon us.
It sure is, Paul Ramo. And we're known for the holidays at Monica's Apparel and Accessories on 931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson. What you can expect at Monica's is to walk in her front door, have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel, sign up on Thursday nights and Saturdays for free $50 gift certificate to shop. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Thursday nights till 7, till Christmas, and Saturdays 10 to 5, or by appointment. And I'm full to the brim with lots of fun sweaters, cardigans, coats, shoes, boots, you name it, I've got it. And come on in for some fun.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Hey, we're going to talk shadow dance team with head coach Carly Wager. Carly's in the studio. Actually, she's on the way to Bold, right?
Yes.
Another competition, Carly.
Another one. Yes, our third one of the season.
Do you have any during the week?
We don't this year. We have gone to BBE during the week, but we opted out of that one this year. So
it's mostly every Saturday then?
Yes. Yep. Okay. Very busy.
All day Saturday.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Well, we haven't had you on. We didn't have you on last week, so we got to catch up here a little bit. You got to talk about your couple of competitions that you did.
Yes. So 2 weeks ago, we went to Ricori. That was our first competition of the season. Kick came out in first place, so we were really excited about that. Holdingford, who we saw at State last year, they got fourth, came in second, and then New London Spicer came in third. And so we've got some former shadows that help coach the New London Spicer team. So Maddie and Lydia Offit help coach them, so they looked really good and strong out there too. So yeah, we had a great first performance. We were really happy. The girls were really happy. We ended up getting a rank score of 3, so that means the judges put us in first place.
All the judges had you first.
Yes. Okay. Yep. And then
that's a that's a perfect score, right?
Yes. Okay. Yep. In the rank world, yes. Yep. And then our degree of accuracy, that was our lowest score. And so that means we had some mistakes that the judges saw out there. And so we'll keep working on that and perfecting the routine at practice. So
now when you look at the judge's score sheet, do you know what mistakes, what you need to work on by looking at that?
They don't give specific things, okay. But watching the video back, I'm able to say, like,
we could have done this better.
Yes. Okay. Yep. I do a lot of analyzing on the weekend. on the Sundays is when I kind of analyze and write my page of notes for the week to practice and drill things. So
talk about the routine, the high kick routine on varsity here.
Yes.
That's Billy Joel.
It is Billy Joel. Yes. We've heard a lot of fun compliments of all the fun choreography that we have in our routine this year. And the girls just say how fun it is to dance too. So
is it a mix or is it the one whole song?
Just the one song. It's okay. Still Rock and Roll to Me. Yep.
Still Rock and Roll to Me.
Yes.
Okay, I got to write that down because we're going to play that quite a bit on the radio station here.
Great. So. Yes. If you want to come out and see it, we perform on Tuesday. It's a boys LAC Dawson game, and we've got our chili chicken, cheesy chicken feeds. So Varsity Kick and JV Kick will be performing that night too. So
great, because I'll be there broadcasting. So.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And then our highest score for Kick at Recori was our routine effectiveness. And so that was just what the judges' overall thoughts of our routine was. Okay. So, yeah. It was great.
So first in high kick.
Yes. And okay. We also got first in jazz as well, too. And so we were very excited. They instead of trophies, we get cake.
I heard that.
So
we That's came like home. A tradition there, isn't it?
It is, okay. Yes, from that bakery in Cold Springs. So it was very good.
So do you eat the cake on the bus or what do you do with it?
No, most of the girls go home with their parents. And so we save it for Monday and eat it after practice together. So
I should show up on Monday.
Yes, okay. Monday after competition. Come on down and have some cake. So it's fun to eat your reward. So,
what does it say anything on the cake? Is it a special cake? Or does it say?
Yeah, I think you this remember? One said eat, sleep, dance, repeat, or something like that. Or sorry, I can't. I have dance, or something like that.
Nice,
so each
cute.
One, yeah, each one differs of what it says on there. So, yeah. So for jazz, we ended up getting a rank of 4. So that means we didn't get all first place. Ranks
Boats,
from from the judges, but our highest score for that was our routine effectiveness, so their overall thoughts of the routine, and then our lowest was the visual effectiveness. And so Aaliyah's been working really hard on tweaking some choreography transitions and making it more visually appealing.
Aaliyah
Schomer, yes. Oh. she heads up our varsity jazz. So,
nice.
Yeah, we're always making tweaks and changes during the season.
That was going to be one of my questions. Okay.
So yes.
Answer that.
Yep.
Do you have the jazz JV results there?
So JV did not go to Recori. Oh, okay. So that was just a varsity only. So
a sweep then.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did the cake taste good then?
It was delicious. Yes.
All right. Yeah, the shadow's been going up there for a long time.
Yes.
It?
Yep. It's been a couple of years since I've taken over. That's been our first year back. But when Lisa was coaching, they went about every year there. So,
okay, good.
Yeah, it was good to be back.
Any more on that?
Nope. Okay. The following week, we went to RCW. So I can talk a little bit about that.
And that was last Saturday.
That was last Saturday, yes. And so we saw Wyoming and Monma video there for the first time. And so everyone came out with really strong dances. I'd say our varsity and JV, or our varsity kick and jazz, didn't have as strong of performances as their previous weekend, but they still came out and did a great job. And so it's always what are you going to do and learn from those performances, and how is that going to carry over to the next week? And so we've been really working on mental toughness and really focusing on that. So for varsity jazz, YME got first, and they had a rank total of 3, and we got second with a rank total of 6, and Montevideo got 9th with a rank total of 9. So, yeah.
You got a rank total of 6 in jazz last Saturday, and what did you get for ranking up in Recorey then on Jazz.
So,
do you ever compare that? Or
yeah, okay. So Recorey, we got a 4.
4, okay.
Yeah, but we had a lot stronger performance at Recorey. Okay. So, yeah, I would say we agree with these results okay. in that sense.
All
so,
right, good.
Yeah, and so our degree of accuracy was our biggest kind of downfall. So a lot of mistakes in our jazz dance for RCW. And so it's just that mental toughness again and really going home and practicing, you know, the changes that are being made. So we're really drilling that and working on that okay. for a bold.
Good.
And then our highest stayed the same with the routine effectiveness. So that's great. That means the girls are really presenting and selling the dance. So we struggled in that category yeah. last year. Okay. So it's fun to see that that's one of our highest scores. So, yeah.
Good.
And then for varsity kick, we got first place. So that was great. You know, even still having yep. a lot of mistakes in our performances, it was fun to still come out on top. So always room to grow. Mm-hmm. Our kick height was the lowest. So we've been really pushing our kick height. And we can change the speed of our music. And so we sped up our music by one notch. And okay. so that's really helped our kicks be a lot sharper.
So those kicks got to be in unison?
Yes.
And they got to reach a certain height? Or
yes. Yep.
What's the height? Over your head?
Well, pretty much kicking your face. Yes. The higher, the better. So,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they kind of do like an average of the team. So one girl might be kicking her face and one might be, you know, kicking at waist. So they kind of put that into consideration.
All
so,
right.
yeah. And then for kick, our difficulty of kicks was our highest score. So that's really good to see too.
Okay.
So,
yep.
yeah. And then for second place, Wyoming was in second place and Montevideo was in 9th place for varsity kick. And
Wyoming have them bright pink?
They do, okay. yes. Yeah. They have a love
That's
theme.
Not a Barbie theme or anything.
Nope, okay. nope. Theirs okay, is love. So all different songs with love in it. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
And when I saw the pink, I go, oh, this thing could be a Barbie theme.
I know. The pink is actually one of the, well, there's a lot of pink costumes this
sure.
year. Yep, our jazz is like a fuchsia pink. Theirs is kind of like a really hot Barbie pink.
Yep.
Some other teams have pink. So
okay.
well, it's kind of
the
color.
Okay.
yes. Right. And so JV got to come along this weekend or last weekend and they really were excited to go out and perform. Their energy was so high when they were in the locker rooms preparing beforehand. So it was just so fun to see that side of them versus, you know, a lot of times they might be scared. It's their right. first time going out and performing ever. So it was really great to see their high energy. And so JB Kick got fourth and Montevideo JB Kick got first with a rank point total of 4
okay.
and Montevideo got second with a rank point total of 5.
Okay.
And so for their lowest score, they had their kick height wasn't as high. And so they've been really drilling those kicks too. But their difficulty of formation and transitions was the highest. So,
okay.
yeah.
Who's your JV coaches?
Hope Traeger coaches the JV kick. And then Caitlin, we call her Cece Baird.
Caitlin Baird, yeah.
Yes, she coaches our JV jazz.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Kind of recent shadows then they
yes.
haven't graduated too long away.
Yeah, it's fun that they keep coming back.
That's all right. Good.
And so our JV Jazz placed first and they got a rank point total of 3
good.
And then behind them was YME and then Worthington. So yeah, they are continuing to work on their technique of turns. That was their lowest score, and then their routine effectiveness was their mm-hmm. highest score. So
good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on 2 outstanding performances there.
Thank you.
So during the practice week, do you change the routine up at all to make it more difficult? Or
yep.
what's the thinking there?
Yep. Depending on, we don't want to change too much, but we'll make different changes throughout the week. In our jazz, we changed a few 8 counts for different transitions and stuff.
Okay.
And so it is kind of a lot of pressure to learn and drill that within, you know, a short amount of days to
right.
be able to go out and perform it and
yep.
execute it. So yeah.
I would think this is me that I would when I'm doing that new routine, I go, oh, I'm thinking about the old routine
yes.
and might want to That'd be tricky.
Yes, a lot. Sometimes you'll see someone kind of slip up and do the old part, and so. But our goal is, you know, by sections that we'll have it solidified, and we're not making, you know, any changes those last 2 weeks before sections. So.
All right, tell us about today.
Yes, so we are headed to Bold today. There's 12 teams there, and it's kind of like a mini state. So a lot of the teams that are going to be there are the teams that we have competed at state with before. So we'll see St. Cloud Cathedral for the first time. Wyoming will be there again. We'll see Cannon Falls for the first time. And then Crosby, Ironton, and Montevideo.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's some tough competition there.
It is. It'll be a good day. It'll kind of help see where we need to make changes for Christmas break and move forward in the season.
Okay.
So
is this your last competition before Christmas break?
It is, yes. And then our following one will be our home competition. So that'll be January 5th, that Friday. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And like you said, you're going to be in Dawson Tuesday.
Yes.
So come on over to Dawson, watch a great basketball game between Lacaparral Valley and Dawson Boyd, and catch the Shadows.
Yes.
You do B Squad and Varsity?
B Squad, yep. JV will be kick B Squad, and then Varsity will be halftime of Varsity.
Right.
So, yes.
Sounds fun.
Great.
Anything else, Carly?
That's all I've got for you, Paul.
All right. Best of luck today, then.
Thank you so much.
Carly Wager, head coach of the Lacaparral Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.
I'll be known for Christmas.
Yes, I'll be known for Christmas. Be sure to shop your local Gnometown businesses. You'll receive great customer service. It's fast and convenient. Support your local community. Some stores will be open Thursday evenings till 7 o'clock through Christmas. They include Gnometown Grounds, Dawson Drug and Gifts, Al's Mercantile, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Monica's Apparel and Accessories, The Little Christmas Shop, The Country Butcher, Tim's Food Pride, and Ultima Skincare. Yes, I'll be known for Christmas. Shop Dawson, where shopping always makes sense.
Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Join me Tuesday night from Dawson Boyd High School as the state-ranked Dawson Boyd Blackjack boys basketball team hosts the Lacaparral Valley Eagles. 7:30 tip-off. That's the Blackjacks and Eagles and boys basketball Tuesday, 7:30, right here on Q92. Tune in.
Welcome back to the Culture Show. Well, another Culture Show in the books, and a good Culture Show talking to the various winter coaches. So I will close this one out with the Dick Newman. Here's three little quick jokes of the week. Those who jump off the Paris Bridge are insane. Dogs cannot operate MRI scanners, but cats scan. And reading while sunbathing makes you, well, read. Well, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. Time for news and weather brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber.